Petersfield's Shine Radio.
This is Jo Gray for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm here in Animal Crackers, which is in Dragon Street. So you will know it as our local independent pet shop. Michael, you're the owner here. Tell us what's coming up.
More and more of my time's freeing up as my children get older and they're less time consuming themselves. And I can now give more of my time to the Petersfield community and help people with their dogs. We're calling it Sunday Sessions, 9 till 12, which we'll be looking to run, if it's successful, once a month on a Sunday or twice monthly on a Sunday. The general consensus on issues are dogs with reactive behaviour to other dogs, to people, to their owner, vehicles. And with that said, we're looking to help curb that by coaching the owner.
There are so many different types of dog breeds and all sorts of different traits.
All breeds typically have their own little things that go on simply because of the breed, whether it be a German Shepherd, that's more of a guarding shepherd dog, whether it be a Labrador Spaniel Retriever, that's more of a working dog, they pick things up. Ultimately, though, from a small breed to large breed to mixed breeds, the psychology is all the same. The basic psychology, apart from a dog doing its job that it was bred to do, the psychology of a dog is the same. So the correct energy, the correct understanding in its place within its family, with the person who's in control of it, its owner, you've got to have the rules, boundaries, limitations. You can't just have love, 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 because then there are no rules, boundaries, limitations. Therefore, you get a very anxious dog that doesn't understand where it needs to be. And therefore, the results of this is extreme putting on the lead, reacting to cars, reacting to people, reacting to other dogs. There's no control. There's no connect. We need connection, leadership, and to claim the correct energy in order to get that harmonious behaviour between owner and dog.
I guess in an ideal world, this would have started from day one of becoming a dog owner. Does it matter if owners of older dogs come along? Is it too late to make a difference?
No, it's never too late. Obviously, there's a saying you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That to a degree has its own limitations in terms of if you're trying to become a teacher dog more technical things. But when we're talking about what I'm trying to help within the community, which is that general psychology of a dog and why you're getting reactive dogs that are presenting issues in pubs or on town, in the street, in the park, this is a simple psychology. Yes, if you start from day one, week one, get those foundations in there, fantastic. However, if a dog's 5, 6, 7 years old, that just comes down to more of a rehabilitation. You're educating the owner, educating them and teaching them the psychology behind the dog. You give them that understanding. And then most importantly, you coach the owner, you coach them, you give them the confidence, you give them the right energy. Because if the owner's anxious, dog feels it. You can't hide anything from a dog. So right energy, you're going to get the right reaction. You might in the week have had a bad experience in town or on the heath and you feel you're a bit panicked in a bit of a flap and you just want to seek a bit of reassurance, be able to talk to someone casually without having to spend any money. And that's what the Sunday sessions are for, people to come here, you know, buy a few treats if they want to, talk to me. You can chat to like-minded owners. You can chat to people who I've trained because obviously they love to come down to these things, hopefully. And you can hear about, you know, these stories from people who I've had messages with. I do not want to take my dog out anymore. It's not fun and I hate it. And now we're progressing on to busy times in the heath and they couldn't be happier. So that's the main aim behind this. You know, once, twice a month, you know the Sunday sessions here in Animal Crackers. You perhaps have had a bit of an incident in town and it's shaken you, it's wobbled you. Right, well, you know, make a note of your diary, come down here and have a chat with me, get a bit of reassurance. If you want to then, you know, talk about bookings and to book in some actual sessions with me one-to-one, you can do that. And also the Sunday sessions are for nutrition. You get out of a dog what you put into it, and a real baseline does start with nutrition. Unfortunately, there's a lot of mismarketing, those big superstores and online, greatly marketed packets of food, but inside it's full of filler, additives and derivatives. And that, just like kids, you're not gonna help getting that calm state of surrender, that calm energy with wazzy food. You know, filling them full of additives and derivatives and filler is gonna make the dog potentially be manic and searching for more nutrients, guess giving that wrong energy, and B, the dog's not, you can't teach a dog if it's not in the right headspace and not operating with the right food inside it, so we can obviously help give some solid independent advice on dog nutrition. Ultimately, Petersfield is a really wonderful town. There's so many dogs and dog owners in Petersfield, and even people who don't own dogs love dogs. But, you know, hopefully if we can build a nice, solid community where people really understand the psychology behind their dogs, projecting the right energy, claiming the right space, then together we can all build really strong foundations within the town, and you can see much more people out enjoying themselves.
And is this session, is it for the owners only, or can people bring the dogs with them?
Everyone's welcome. Always say if you're bringing dogs, please make sure they've had a wee or a poo before they come here. Obviously, being a pet shop, you walk in here, the whole place stinks of dog food and dogs, and dogs love to try and to sense when they come in. So we always ask, just make sure they've had a wee or whatever. But you know what? Bring them in. But to a degree, in my opinion, to come down on your own is a really good idea. Leave your dog at home if you've got a flap or a wobble, because you don't want to worry about that dog. Come in and just talk to me, because it all starts with the owner. The dog's the easy bit. Understanding the psychology of a dog's the easy bit, because once you learn that as a person and you then implement that to your dog with the right confident, calm energy, it just flows. The dog's not the issue. I just need the person.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.